This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Our guest today is actor, singer, songwriter, theatre performer, definite triple threat, Barry Conrad. He's appearing on Neighbours, back in his role as Kane Jones at the moment. Got a reworked EP on the way and a brand new single, Ocean Road, just released on Valentine's Day. Barry, you are doing so much, so congratulations on that front. But, I mean, these last 12 months have been wild for everybody. How did you handle 2020?
First of all, thank you so much. Second of all, how has the year been? First and foremost, challenging, really hard. I ended up moving out of my old place, which I shared with a flatmate before, into a new place in Bondi Beach. I know it sounds like a champagne problem, but I moved in on my own. And just as lockdown hit, so it was very isolated by default anyway, but I had my own little hub there. Mm. It's been a roller coaster in saying that a lot of creativity has come out of that time as well, namely the single that I'm releasing called Ocean Road is out now. I'm really, really excited. It just came out yesterday on Valentine's Day, which is really exciting.
Yes, and, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Is that inspired by the watery views, the ocean views?
That definitely was part of it because it's drawn from a personal experience, a relationship, and also being there as well in Bondi Beach, absolutely. And the chorus came to me pretty much in its entirety while I was cooking in the kitchen during my isolation. Yeah. Which is pretty cool, and that doesn't always happen as a songwriter, and that was after, like, a long drought of, like, can I still write songs? Do I know how to do this? Mm. Yeah, so that came up, which is a good thing.
Yeah, and I didn't mean to cut you off, but you were talking about, you know, obviously everything that's come out of 2020, and one thing for you has been stepping back into the acting space as well in a time where mm-hmm. a lot of different creatives, actors, stage performers saw their work obviously dry up. Tell us a little bit about being able to actually work and what that was like for you on set.
You know, to be really honest, it was really humbling because so many of my friends, the arts industry in general, just shut completely down. And even me, I was like, how am I going to get through this time? Like, you know, gigs got cancelled left, right and centre. And I originated the role of Kane Jones back in 2019, and then I went back since. But then I thought that was it. There was no indication or hint that, or reason that he should come back. And then when I got the call that he'd be back in a bigger capacity, I was like, so out of the blue and just amazing. I was so excited, and I had to move to Melbourne. Not had to. I got to move to Melbourne for a while and shoot over there because we do it 3 months in advance, sort of thing. So, and that was in the middle of lockdown as well. So that was interesting because, for example, in between takes, masks back on, and they just come back on for, okay, action, then cut, masks back on again. So it was a very different experience this time around. But, man, just so humbling, so exciting, and I'm so grateful to still be working. I mean, seriously. Mm.
Yeah, I mean, Melbourne doesn't have Bondi Beach, so it's understandable that it could feel like a have-to, but certainly very much a privilege as well.
Definitely. How have you handled the 2020?
Look, it's been wild. I think all of us would be feeling the fact that we've learned stuff. We've started to realize what's more important, what we're giving a time to. And I've come back to two words in the last 12 months: essentialism and contentment. Because I think a lot of people have worked out what's truly essential, what really actually is important, and the best things for them to be giving their time to. But also contentment, because I don't know about you, but I find that personally I can be looking to, you know, what's next, what's coming, what's the next adventure. But when you're forced to actually stop and pause a moment, you start to realize, without sounding too cliche, just how beautiful everything is that's around you that you already have. And so I feel like a deeper sense of contentment definitely came out of last year.
That's a great way to look at it. And you actually are right. I agree with you. I mean, what we have when we can't actually have a lot of other things, like, okay, what am I actually happy with right now that's in my hand, sort of thing. So I completely agree with you.
Yeah, and I think the majority of us listening would be quite fortunate and have a lot that we could be grateful for. So let's all take a moment and appreciate it. But thinking on your music again for a moment, you're bringing out an EP that really is a reset of your brand, you as Barry Conrad, also this original single, Ocean Road. Tell us a little of what that's meant to you, to kind of reset and refocus your career musically.
Well, to be honest, I released stuff and then the show came my way, and I thought it would be like a 2 month stint. You know, it was a theater show, and that turned into five consecutive back to back shows into 4.5, 5 years. And it just sort of happened that way, and music sort of lost a bit of momentum with my original material. And I was like, this is taking way too long. I really miss it, genuinely. And now stepping away from theater and focusing on screen, the difference is that it just creates more margin for me to actually like write music again and get into the studio again. And so, okay, I'm ready now. Because on paper, you can go, cool, I'm performing every night, 8 shows a week, 6 days a week. And during the day, I can write songs. Doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
It's just like you're recovering during the day. It's like you're a monk. You eat, sleep, do the shows, recover, do it again, do it again, do it again.
Mm.
Anyway, fast track to now, I'm focusing on just doing screen projects, TV and film, and music. And I just got this new hunger and fire just to get back into my music again. And I want to kick this 2021 off by releasing this EP called Epitome, which got produced in Nashville by Paul Mabry, who's an amazing producer and drummer over there. Got some amazing players on there. And after that, releasing a new single, a new song called Ocean Road, which is a completely fresh sound for me. It's like unlike anything I've ever done before as a writer, as a singer. I've never released a ballad before. I've never released just something, you know, so stripped back and honest and organic. I think I know this is my most honest work that I've done so far as a songwriter and as a singer. And I feel like people will really get that when they listen to it. Also, when they see the video, it's just letting them in a bit more into who I am and not maybe hiding as much as I used to behind, you know, not even realizing that I was. But I think growth is really telling, and with 2020 vision, you know, hindsight as a teacher. So I've just grown so much.
Yeah, absolutely. And as you say, you're bringing a vulnerability in your lyrics, and your voice, I will say, is very suited to ballads. It's suited to obviously so many styles, but I think it works really well what we hear on Ocean Road. And that vulnerable aspect of the way that you approach your work, I think, is also seen in a campaign you're part of called the 2020 Mentality Project, where you're literally being vulnerable about mental health and things that concern you that maybe you find challenge with. Why did you want to be vulnerable about that aspect of your life?
First of all, you did your homework. Wow, I didn't realize you'd bring that up at all. Well, you know what? Peter Brubevin approached me to do that, first of all, and I did not expect that at all, because the other men featured in that campaign are just amazing. They've done incredible things in the Australian industry and sports, film, TV, music, whatnot. And just made perfect sense to me, because I'm an ambassador for Are You Okay? I've been really vocal about speaking out on mental health and trying to break the stigma. I know that seems like such a cliche thing that people come out and say, but it's just the reality. A lot of men in particular, speaking for myself and for many people I know, many men I know, you're ashamed. Like, you're seen as being weak to talk about how you feel, just to say, hey, man, I need a bit of help, or, hey, I'm not coping with this. It doesn't even have to be necessarily a life-threatening moment or something intense, but in general, we just need to remove the stigma and normalize just being honest about it. And it's actually, diffuses it when you talk about it. It makes it lose its power. And so me giving voice to be part of this, I'm like, absolutely. I just put my hand up straight away.
Yeah, and I think it also gives guys, hey, I'm not a guy myself, so this is totally me speaking outside the circle, but I think it gives guys the chance to talk with each other more about mental health, so that those kind of bro times aren't just about, you know, activity, going out, whatever. It actually has some honest conversation time in there too.
Definitely, and you know what? It actually happens more often than people realize, those bro times, as we talk about all that stuff. We just don't project it publicly. So I'm glad that it's at least starting to become a little bit more normal. We have a ways to go, but it's definitely happening, which is great. And to add on to what you said, yeah, bringing a vulnerability to my material, and as just as a person, and I feel like as well, even as an actor, because we're because we need to access different emotions and whatnot, it actually helps. I grow as a person. It helps inform my songwriting more. I'm able to be more vulnerable. So I think it all kind of really works together.
And then when you know, being a bit more sensitive, perhaps on screen, you're not going to feel so awkward about having to do it in front of everybody, on a set,
exactly,
on telly, all of these things. But Barry, you were just going from strength to strength. So thanks for taking some time to chat with us today, and we wish you all the best.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate your support, and thanks for the chat.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.